You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Mulder beat Celtic on the same night that Liverpool drew with Kazan. That was the club's first matchup, and they won 3-1. And that was a triumphant return to Mulder for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who'd just taken over, was reappointed the previous day. They went up against Celtic and won 3-1. And since that win, they've played well. They've won at Aylesund and at home to Viking. Very good run in the league currently. And Celtic bottom of this group with only 2 points. Mulder top with 7. Celtic are unbeaten in 5 European home games, but the odds heavily skewed in Celtic's favour here. I must admit, I'm not sure why the prices are as they are for this game.
No, it's a strange one, isn't it? I mean, I haven't really bothered looking at the outrights, if I'm being honest. I mean, Celtic haven't impressed too many people this year in Europe. What we have seen week in, week out in the Europa League is goals in their matches.
Yes.
We put up over 3.5 in the Mulder game, Mulder v Celtic, and that came in at 3. They won 3-1, of course. And I wouldn't be surprised to see something similar here. You know, the thing to bear in mind with Mulder at the minute is that, you know, as you mentioned, they've had a little, you know, little upturn in form, but the season is all but done. Now, they've finished. They're in sixth at the minute. They could finish as high as fourth, but they're not going to get into Europe. So the new manager's taken over. He's got this new team. We're suddenly on a bit of a crest of a wave. All their attention is going to be now on the Europa League, because they've got plenty of time to play in it. They won't have any league games to worry about either, and I think they're going to go up to the Christmas break, and they're going to play well up until that point. One thing we figured out before as well when we previewed this game was, you look at Molde's scoring record, they're the third highest scorers in the Eliteserien in Norway, despite the fact that they finished down there. I mean, they're actually one of the top scorers at home, and that's why we went for the over 3.5. so I can see something similar here. Celtic, you know, I haven't been able to get excited by them, to be fair, in this group. The bottom of the group, 2 points from the 3 games, Mulder on 7. I think they're going hell for leather to win this group. New manager in charge, as you mentioned. So I think Mulder are a good bet to win this game. I haven't quite decided. I mean, the thing with Celtic, that home crowd, I know it's not quite the same as a Champions League night, but will Celtic have enough just to make sure they don't lose the match? You know, they had a 2-2 draw against Fenerbahce at home, of course. You know, going back to last year, 3-3 against Inter.
Yeah.
You know, they don't give up their they don't give up the goal easily. That's why I'm not quite sure on that 9-2. But I think given the fact that they've got more to play for, I'm pretty tempted, to be fair. In terms of the overs and the goals, it's 30-20 the over 2.5 this time. So I'm not sure I could go for that. Over 3.5 is 7-4, which is a little bit skinny as well. But I think there'll be goals in it, and I'm going to go for Elyounoussi to score, 12-5. You'll see that he's been popping him in for fun recently. Scored in 3 successive games, 4 in the last 6 as well. He scored so since the new boss has come back in. He seems to have really got the bit between his teeth.
Yes.
Scored in the reverse fixture as well. And I think that's a nice price for a player who's obviously in good form. And Celtic are hardly sure at the back. So Mohamed Elyounoussi to score anytime, 12-5 is my key bet here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.